Hello, everyone. This is Callie Teedar coming live out of Sugar Land. Really excited to be on tonight's leadership call. And I am not alone. I have Eagle referral partner Phoebe Trotman on the line with me out of Vancouver, Canada. You guys, Phoebe, it's amazing to be doing this call with her tonight. She is an amazing woman, an amazing business builder. She promoted to Eagle last year. I've had the pleasure to learn so much from her over the past several years and to brainstorm with her. So, Phoebe, welcome to the call.
Thanks so much, Callie. It is awesome to be here with Stock Nation listening in, and it's a pleasure to be on the call with you, my friend who is creating tremendous success in Stock Nation as well. And it's one of the things I love about this business is we get to work with the best of the best of the best. And Callie, you are one of those people. You are helping everybody in Send Out Cards grow a successful business, and I just love collaborating with you. So this is going to be a fun one. I'm excited to be on with you tonight.
Thank you for the kind words. I'm excited to be on for you. So we were talking earlier, and we were going to really talk about going back to the basics tonight, what we're doing on a daily basis, and sharing that with everyone. One of the great things is you and I are just going to have a conversation like we have almost every day about what we're doing in our business and how we're growing it. So I'm excited about this. It's like interviewing an eagle, and then I'll throw in my two cents as well. So you ready to get started, Steve?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, too, you were talking earlier, the timing of this is so perfect with everything that's happening right now with Stock Nation, and I think it is just key to keep it simple, and that's what we do. So let's kick it off.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we are in the time. We're going into the holiday season, right? I think Canada, your Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple weeks. The U.S., we've got it in November, and then we go straight into the holidays. And that's really the busiest season in Send Out Cards. So it's a great time to jumpstart and grow your business as well.
Absolutely. So the time is right now.
It truly is. So let's talk about, Phoebe, what, as a referral partner, what are those most important things to do on a daily basis?
For sure. Well, I like to keep things really simple. I always joke about because I love to bake, and baking has a recipe. And if you follow the recipe, you create success. And, you know, whatever you're baking or whatnot. And it's the same with Send Out Cards. And so every single day I'm sending cards. Every single day. Every single day I'm sharing Send Out Cards with people and helping those who are ready to get started. And every single day I'm following up with people with value and following up with whether it's people who are looking at Send Out Cards to get started or following up with people who are already in Send Out Cards. And what I mean by that is customers and clients in our organization as well.
Awesome. So send cards, share Send Out Cards, and follow up with people. Three big steps that people can do every day. So let's dive into each of those steps a little bit more. Let's talk about sending cards, right? We know in Send Out Cards we have three main card types. One's the heartfelt, the second is the group send, and the third is the scheduled. So let's dig into each of those just a tad bit on how you're using those in your business. So heartfelt cards, sending them every day?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know what? I joke and I do this thing now called, I call it the scroll and send. And what I mean by that is I literally like scroll on Facebook and, you know, I engage with my friends and family and, you know, comment on posts and love posts and like posts and do that. But then I also take those opportunities to send cards. So, for example, you know, just recently I was scrolling and I saw a friend who, it's actually one of my good friends, her older sister, and they posted a really cool back to school picture. So I put it on a card, I sent it to her, and just, you know, I didn't even have her address at the time. So I kindly asked her, I said, hey, you know what, I just want to pop something in the mail for you, smiley face. And I said, what's your mailing address? What's your preferred address? And she sent it to me, and I created a card, I sent it to her. And so I love doing the scroll and send because, you know, one of the things we in Send Out Cards, we have are those memories usually on cards, but a lot of people don't. And when you just, they post it on Facebook, there's a reason they post it on there. They want people to see it, but oftentimes they don't have that keepsake. And the scroll and send is literally a 5-minute card. I do set a timer because it's easy to get lost in Facebook land. And so I literally set a 15-minute timer for my scroll and send, and I literally have 15 minutes to scroll and send those cards out.
love that. I will tell you, I'm sitting at my desk right now. I have 3 cards that people have sent me where they pulled pictures from Facebook. So it's a great way to reach out with that heartfelt card. Are you still there,
Kelly?
Maybe?
Did I lose
you? Oh, there.
Oh, I'm still there.
Okay. You want to talk quickly about group and scheduled sends and how you're using those in your business?
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest things is you just send cards, and sometimes they'll fall into a heartfelt card with the scroll and send, or, you know, special occasions and things like that. Sometimes their cards are going to fall into that group send category. So, for example, I'm working at sending out a group send right now to my teammates. So I had an awesome weekend of soccer, and so I'm pulling all the pictures, and I'm going to send them all a card, and that would fall into a group send. I'm sending to a group of people that I want to reach out to. Kelly mentioned Thanksgiving up here in Canada is coming up in a couple of weeks, so it's a great time to send a group send and send out those Thanksgiving cards or any type of card that you're sending to a group of individuals. And then the schedule sends, I love the schedule sends. I usually use a lot of the campaigns I set up for new referral partners. We have great campaigns in the campaign store. I saw our amazing design team just loaded up additional campaigns as well in there too. So I have some of those that I have from the campaign store. I have some that I've created. And I love to just be able to, I joke, I call it like set it and forget it, like that old commercial. Because literally, but the key of it is that people will never forget you. That's the key. We can set it and forget it with those scheduled cards, but people will never forget us because those cards are going out at those key moments that we set up in advance.
Yeah, and that's so powerful that the system allows us to do all of those different type of cards, and it's so important to be doing those different type of cards. So let's talk next about sharing send-out cards. But to share send-out cards, and even to send send-out cards, you need to meet people, right? You need to have a list. And I know you've been in send-out cards, what, I've been in 9 years, you've been in for 10 years. For the least 11 years. So I know you've gone through who you know. So how are you meeting new people to share send out cards with?
Yeah, absolutely. And well, one of the things is we have people all around us. You know, I'm part of a BNI group, so every Tuesday morning I go in my BNI group, and so I'm meeting people there because we often have a lot of guests there, so I'm connecting with people at BNI. Meetup, I like to go to different meetup groups. Personal development, I think it's important to do things that you love, and then you just naturally connect with people when you're doing things that you enjoy, right? We had a new girl come out on our team, and so that was a new connection that I made as well. And so it's always just a matter of we can connect with people all over, and it's just having those conversations when you meet those people. So I also am very, I make sure that I do put myself in different events. So again, I talk about personal development. I'm really big on that. So I make sure that I'm going to different personal development events on a regular basis for myself to grow, but then it's also a great place to connect with people. I also do online, right? I love joining different networking groups that are online. So places I joined, I went to SFU University up here, and so I joined my alumni athletics association there. That's an online group, but it's a chance to like and engage and comment, or, you know, reminiscing of the good old days, and you end up having those conversations. And I think it is really key for people just to connect where you want to connect. I really think that's important. For some people, you might love to do online connecting, and that's great, then do it. Some people, you might love to meet people in person and go to events, then do that. Some people, you want to do a bit of both, and eventually you'll grow into it. If, you know, the online networking for me in the beginning, it wasn't something I was naturally comfortable with. I was more comfortable with meeting people and striking up a conversation. But now I've grown into it, and I really enjoy doing online as well. Plus, you can be in your sweatpants, so it's fun as well doing some of that. So it's a matter of just finding that balance and making sure wherever you want to meet people, that the key is that you're meeting people consistently, right?
Yeah, I think that's so so key. We were talking about it earlier today. I was texting you, and, you know, lifestyle and social media have been big ways for me to meet people lately. I'm traveling all over. I actually ended up on jury duty today. I got selected somehow, but I, on a break, I was out in the hallway talking to a gentleman and just started a conversation with him. It led to, what does he do for a living? What do I do? He mentioned to me he's in sales, and before I knew it, we had exchanged business cards. And, you know, what I think is so powerful about our business, Phoebe, is that when we meet that new person, we can also immediately send them that heartfelt card. So they're getting to experience send out cards. And he asked me what I did. I told him a little bit. I didn't get to show him because we didn't have enough time, but I already have sent a card out in the mail to him. And I think that's the power of what we do, is one, meeting people, but making sure that you get that card out to them as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, and let's just do this, because I know this often comes up, is like, how do you get their address, Callie? Because that's a question that a lot of times people ask that. So how did you get this guy's address?
Well, the great thing with him today, we exchanged business cards. So he asked for my business card, and I got his business card, and his had it. If it's someone that I've built rapport with, I'm going to say, especially if I've already told them a little bit about send out cards or they're curious, I'm going to say, hey, I would love to send you a card. What's your address? If it's social media and I've got that friendship, I'm just going to say, hey, I'm updating my mailing address. Can I get your address? And, you know, 99.9999% of the time, people give it to me. They're curious. And if you've built a relationship and you've built a conversation, people are willing to give it to you. You just got to ask.
Absolutely. I think that's key what you said there, though. You built rapport, you have that relationship with a person, and then you're asking them for it. That's such a key way. The other thing, too, oftentimes, if you get a business card and the address isn't on it, and you get home and then you look and it's not on it, go to their website. Oftentimes, they'll have an address there, and then you can surprise them with a card in the mail as well.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so now you've met new people. How do you share send out cards with people? Like, what's your process?
Well, we have the great thing. We have a training center that leads out the process. So I literally follow that process. But one of the things that I often do is I'm going to ask people, you know, my question when I'm sharing send out cards is I ask them, do you do more things on your phone? Do you do things more on your computer? Because I want to meet that person where they're at. And so if they say they're on the computer most of the time, then I'm going to show them how to send a card from the computer. If they say that they're on their phone, they're always on the go, they do everything on their phone, they love it, then I'm going to show them how to send a card from the app. And I'm just going to follow the simple steps that we have laid out in our training center, because it works. Again, it's a recipe that has been designed for success, and I just follow that recipe.
So show them how to send a card, walk them through the website with the different card types, and then take them through the options of how they can become part of Send Out Cards.
Absolutely. And then I invite them to get started. And I like to keep that invitation very simple. So we've gone through it. Kelly, you're excited about it. I'm simply going to say something along, okay, great, Kelly. Looks like you're excited about the system. I know it's pretty cool, right? Which of these account options is best for you? And should we go ahead and get you set up? It takes 5 minutes. And then we just keep going from there. If I have a paper application, I give it to her to fill out. If we're on the computer right there, then I'm just going to take her through the setting it up. So I love to keep things as simple as possible, because people are looking at us and they're thinking, is this simple? And I want them to see how simple this business truly is when we just follow the steps.
Right. It truly is. And you're right. The training center, if you're not sure how to share send out cards with someone, go to our training center. It's up in account. If you click up there, you'll see it. If you're on the website, it's down in the bottom right. But go to Training Center. Go through that. It's brilliant on how it shows us a simple way to share send out cards with everyone. Okay, so now you've shown someone send out cards, and now I always like to say the fortune's in the follow-up. Some people are going to sign up, get started right away. Some people are maybe going to do a basic account or not ready to get started. So let's talk about the follow-up process. Let's talk about someone that maybe not sure what account they want to get started or not ready to sign up right away. How do you follow up with them?
Absolutely. Well, first thing I always do is book a meeting from a meeting. So what I mean by that is if I share send out cards with someone and they're not ready to get set up right then and there, I'm going to schedule a follow-up appointment with them. Now, that follow-up appointment, it might just be a phone call depending on the person or whatnot. And I'm going to set it because I want them to know that I'm serious about my business and that this is a great system. So if they have questions or things that they need to consider, that's fine. I'm going to get an appointment on the calendar, and then I'm going to follow up with them for that appointment on the phone. Usually I'm just going to call them and check in. Hopefully they're ready to get started then and get them going. If they're still not ready to get started, and that is something that is such a, I remember that was like a huge turning point in my business when I realized that this business truly is about everybody else's timing. We want it to be about our timing and everybody to join on the spot, but not everyone's going to be ready to join on the spot, and that's okay as long as we follow the system and we follow up. And I like to say follow up with value. And what I mean by that is I like to follow up with, you know, Appreciation Pal. We have incredible success stories on Appreciation Pal that you can share with people. We can follow up with different things like video testimonials, right? Add them to your secret group and tag them in a video. A lot of times people need multiple exposures to make that decision. But the multiple exposures don't have to take months and months. It can happen in a shorter period of time if we provide that information. We might follow up with inviting them to an event. Right? That's another great place to allow them to experience it. Follow up with our cards, right? It's giving people, allowing them to make the decision when the time is best for them, but making sure you're still in the game so that when they're ready, you're the person that they think about first.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that follow-up piece is so important. And I remember my aha moment, right? When I started this, I would show someone I didn't follow up. And a mentor told me that most people need 3 to 5 exposures to make a decision. If I look at when I joined Send Out Cards, it was exactly 5 exposures, you know, sending a card, receiving a card, watching a video, going through that process to actually sign up. So not everyone is going to sign up on the first time you show them, or maybe they start with the basic account, but they may not start sending cards right away. And that's where the power of, if you have a secret group or you're using a group, right, adding them to those testimonials. And I think, Stevie, sometimes, you know, we might get a customer started and then we think the work is done, especially in these basic accounts. But it's not, right? We have to follow up with our customers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It is about engagement, right? And so one of the things when I say I follow up every single day, it might be follow up with a prospect to help. I call them future send-out card users. But it might be following up with someone like that to help them get started. But it might be following up with a customer, right? Just today I had a customer I was checking in on, and I just reach out and say, hey, you know, I was thinking about you. Want to see how much you love in your account, anything that I can help you out with. And she came back with some questions. She loves it. She's like, everyone that's getting the card absolutely loves it. A couple of questions about this and this, and then I can just schedule a Zoom call with her. I can send her a custom or a tutorial if I need to send her that. So I like to make sure it's important that we're engaging with our clients and our customers and teaching them what Send Out Cards is all about. We're about the relationships, and so we want to continue to have those touch points. And even Cal, I quickly looked up over the last couple of weeks, a few people that had helped get started, and kind of went back and just really quickly, it's interesting, there's one person that helped get started, the referral partner, and that had a networking event over 5 years ago. And I sent the Appreciation Pal Reconnect email. I didn't hear anything back until last week, literally reached out and sent me a message and was like, hey, I'm ready to get started. And we had a call to set up a Zoom call, walk them through the new account options, and was able to help them get started. Another referral partner I met online. Another recent customer I met at a BNI that I visited when I was in Alberta last year for soccer. Another customer was an old teammate's husband who just started his own business. And then a customer who's a referral partner from another Send Out Cards customer. So it's interesting. And these, some happened quickly. Some were like ready to go. Again, the guy who I met at a networking event over 5 years ago. But one of the things that I've always just done is, over, you know, is sending those cards, keeping in touch. I love Appreciation Pal because it allows that follow-up to happen for us with value, with stories. And I think that's a really important piece of it, is to realize as long as you keep moving forward in your business, you will get to your goals.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. It's the whole process of dripping on people throughout. I always say, you know, we show send out cards to someone, and it's their decision to decide if they want to get started. But typically, if you stay in touch with someone long enough, at some point they'll be like, yes, I want to do this. And if you've stayed in contact and you've built a relationship, just like we teach our customers to do, right, they get started. But it's all about their timing. Our job is to show it to them. Their job is to decide when they're ready.
Absolutely.
definitely. Well, you know, we talked about different ways, right? Adding people to Appreciation Pal, into a secret group, sending them cards, letting them know about anything new when we have new announcements. You know, anyone that's been in Send Out Cards over a year should be following up with their customers, especially with the holidays coming and the new stuff coming. But one of the other things that we always talk about is events, right? Inviting people to events. And we've got a couple events coming up. Just in a couple weeks, October 12th is the Toronto Relationship Marketing Summit. So coming up to Canada, your direction, Phoebe. I'm really excited about that. And I really want you to talk about that event. And also, one of the things that I've learned so much from you is that no matter where there's an event, you have guests in the room. You know, you live clear up in Canada, a whole different country. I live down in Houston, Texas, and you always have guests in the room for events in Houston. So how do you do that? Can you give, with that event coming up, right, we can all have guests in Toronto. So how do you recommend going about and inviting people to that event, even if I think, well, maybe I don't know anyone in that area?
For sure. Absolutely. I'm so excited for the Toronto Relationship Marketing Summit. The Toronto crew, they absolutely rock their event. And we always know Cody B brings it. So you guys absolutely mark this date on your calendar, Friday, October, I don't even know if it's Friday or, I know, October 12th. Anyways, because we know Eagle Distributor Melissa Farlock and the crew out there are going to deliver a fabulous experience. And so one of the things that I do with all these standout card events that happen in Sauk Nation is, number one is just being aware of them. So it doesn't matter where you live, know that there's an event coming up, right? Awareness is going to allow you to hear things with different ears, essentially. Because once you hear now, okay, there's an event October 12th in Toronto, watch what happens over the next week or so. Someone's going to mention something about Ontario or Toronto. And if you're not familiar with the area, Google it. Google the different cities in that region. And then that's the first piece of it, is just being aware of the different events. The next thing is playing what I call the who do you know game. So who do you know in, fill in the blank with any upcoming event that we have. But let's talk about Toronto. So who do you know in Toronto? I start asking friends and family. I mentioned before BNI, so I'll start asking BNI members, hey, do you know anyone in Toronto? I start planting those seeds with my customers. I plant the seeds with my team, letting them know about these events and asking them, who do you know? The first time I actually met Melissa, it was because of a who do you know with other team members out here, and then that connection happened. So it's a powerful way to do it, is just to ask those questions, because when you ask, you do receive. So it's important to start planting those seeds with people in your network with the event. The other thing I like to do, I mentioned online groups. Well, one of the things that you can do on Facebook, if you go into the search area in Facebook and literally type in friends in Toronto, it will pull up all the contacts that you have in Toronto. If you type that in and click on, I believe, people, it will let you see every single person that you know that has their city listed as Toronto. And oftentimes what will happen is people that you might not have realized, they might have relocated, they may be in that city, then you can reach out to them. That's why I say Google, you know, drive. We know it's worth it to get in the car and drive 2 hours or more to be at one of these events. So Google surrounding cities and then start asking people. And again, invite with value. So what's in it for that person to be at that event? Well, they're going to learn how they can grow their business. They're going to learn how they can strengthen relationships. They're going to have a chance to network with incredible people. They're going to have a chance to, Cody's incredible with just helping you figure out who you are truly with those I am statements. They're going to have a chance to dig deep with that. So when you're inviting to these events, you want to invite in a way that it creates that value for that person to get in their car and drive to that event. So it's really important, and create that urgency. Hey, I may be able to get you a ticket. You know, create that urgency for that person and that expectation. The last piece, and one thing that I do, and this comes from us being at events and making those relationships with other referral partners, is, you know, for the event, for example, the book launch that happened in Houston, I wasn't able to physically be present, but I did have guests in the room, so I connected them with Callie through a quick Facebook message. I knew she was going to be busy. I didn't expect her to host my guests. I just wanted to make that connection ahead of time so that my guest knew she had a familiar face and he knew he had a familiar face, et cetera, at the event. So those are just some little tips that to inviting to events, but really thinking about why that person should be at that event, creating value for them, creating urgency, and realizing that, you guys, we have a global business, and with social media and online connections, you can grow your business anywhere. It's just making that decision that you're going to do it and then taking that action to make it happen.
Okay, I have a question. I'm going to back you up real quick there. Okay, because you played the Who Do You Know game and did that with your team, Melissa Barlock showed up at an event and now is an Eagle, a referral partner on your team, yes?
Yes, correct.
Right, the power, and you didn't know her. She lived in Toronto, you were in Vancouver, right? That's the power of expanding your network, not just staying in your area, but taking those tips that Phoebe just gave you. She is phenomenal at that. It's why she is an Eagle today in this business. She used everything, all the tools that Send Out Cards has, including the event. I just wanted to make sure you guys heard that. I mean, just think, someone that you could invite to this Toronto Relationship Marketing Summit could be one of the next Eagles in Send Out Cards. What could happen to your business, right? That's the power of these type of events, and I think that's so awesome, Phoebe. And speaking of events, right, we have another huge, huge event coming up at the end of this month, I think October 25th through the 27th, being our leadership retreat. And I tell you, I am so excited about that event.
It's going to be such a blast, and the power of events, you guys, and there's still time for people to qualify, right? It's just, again, making that decision, taking that action, and we want to see you in Park City. And Kelly, I know you're fired up about it, I'm fired up about it, but share why people should really make that conscious focus effort to get to the leadership retreat, to qualify, and then to be there.
Yeah, the jump starting in your business. If you haven't qualified yet, right, you can go into the resource center, go to leadership retreat. It will tell you, right? You want to do it. It's a great jump start for your business first. It's pretty simple. If you make up your mind to do it this week, you could do this. Just go out and share, send out cards with people. You need people joining on subscriptions. You help people get paid for, right? All the details are out there. I always remember I was once told in this business that that everyone that's a leader will be at an event. And if you want to be a leader, you need to figure out how to get there. And what I love about this leadership retreat is that, you know, it's invited senior managers and above can come to this leadership retreat. Last year it was executives and above, right? We're opening it to the group. And I remember, Phoebe, back, what was it? It must have been 2013. We did this same thing, and we went to Puerto Rico, and you had just promoted to executive. And I was still a senior manager in the company, but I was determined to go to that event, and truly that event is what propelled my business to the next level. By the next convention, you and I walked the stage as executives together, and it was being around other leaders in this company, spending time with them, catching their vision, understanding what it takes to build the business, being, you know, close to Cody and the leadership team and seeing what the vision for this company was. And then what I love about it, it's not all structured, right? You will have meetings, but you also have time that you just get to spend and learn from others, develop friendships. You know, we met at one convention, but I would say it was the leadership retreat where we really became friends and truly started exchanging ideas with each other. And I think that's the power. It's the relationships you build, and you want to be there.
Absolutely, because it's that small, close-knit group. And I love that you mentioned that, too. There's a lot of time to really connect with people and get to hear their story and the ideas and the brains, all of it together. It is going to be absolutely incredible. So you guys, again, that is October 25th to the 27th in Park City, Utah. Plus, Park City is just an awesome place to be. It's going to be filled with it's one of those events you want to be there. So make that decision. All the details are available in the resource center, so you can check that out, find out what you need to do to qualify. As Kelly said, you can literally get it done this week, so let's go get it done. And before we kind of wrap everything up, you guys know that we love to do challenges, so we have a brand newly updated app. The ITS team has done an amazing job. If you haven't been on your app lately, well, guess what? We have a challenge for you. So we're going to just throw it out there. We're calling it Happy Monday. And so what we want to encourage everybody to do tonight, we want to encourage everybody to send 3 heartfelt cards tonight. Just reach out to whoever, but you have to send them on the app because the app is so cool, and kudos and shout out to the ITS team for updating it. So go to your app, send 3 heartfelt cards tonight, and then what we're going to do is just for fun, so you guys just, but Callie will post a little picture and then comment below because we want to see how many cards we can send out tonight from the app. So reach out in kindness. Happy Monday. And thank you guys so much thank you, Callie, for having me on the call with you tonight, too.
Yeah, thank you for being on with me. And I'm going to throw another. I think you guys all know I love the new Celebration Brownies. I got some for my birthday, and I was eating them the first day. Phoebe, thank you for those. And I am going to throw out in the challenge that whoever does it, I will pick one winner from the group who does the Happy Monday challenge, and I will send you Celebration Brownie. So make sure to get that done before you go to bed tonight. I want to thank you, everyone, for joining us. Phoebe, as always, it's great to mastermind with you. You are amazing, and I absolutely love working with you. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. And we'll see you back on the leadership call next week. Thanks, everyone. Oh, and Jordan's call in an hour from now. Thanks, everyone. Good night. Bye.